Rebuild crumbling infrastructure. Two thumbs up. Build a wall on the border with Mexico. Not so much. Let's take the public pulse with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, Donald Trump's first full weekend, and he says, yes, we are going to get started building a wall on the southern border. How does that resonate with the public?
Not at all, and that's very important. Not only Gallup, but a number of firms, and I just reviewed the data, have asked about building a wall, and every single poll I've looked at says majority do not favor building a wall. In some instances, a significant majority of Americans who say they don't favor it. Additionally, we put that in a list of promises that Trump had made, and for each one said, how important is it that he would follow through on this promise? And that was near the bottom, building the wall. So we don't have majority sentiment at all on the part of the public about the wall. That's interesting. If Trump discounts this information, he would have to discount a number of national polls that have shown that. Perhaps if he was being realistic, he would say, I know that majority of Americans don't favor building a wall, but for these reasons, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyhow.
Frank, let's bring in some good news. Apparently, Americans are feeling pretty good about their personal finances.
Oh, yes. If you look at the graph on Americans who say they're better off financially than they were a year ago, there's been a definite uptick. In fact, we're as high now as we have seen it going back 10 years to before the recession back in 2017. About half of Americans say they are better off than they were a year ago. You have to go back to the dot-com boom to find numbers that were even bigger than that when we had, up in the middle to higher 50% who said they were better off. So we clearly have pulled out of the funk, so to speak, of the recession. And like a lot of other indicators, this personal finance optimism has been increasing steadily. And as I mentioned, as high as it's been in 10 years at this very point in time.
And so with that, do most folks think that the economy will continue to improve?
They do. I mean, there's no question about it. We saw the Dow cresting 20,000, of course, this week. And when we ask Americans about their confidence in the U.S. economy, we find a complete flip from last year. Right now, we have Americans fairly strongly saying the economy is getting better on a relative basis, 56% of Americans. And last year at this time, January of 2016, a year ago, we had a flip. 62% said it was getting worse. So in just 12 months, we've had a total flip. Americans are now very optimistic about the economy. And I have to say, a lot of this started right after the election when Donald Trump was elected president of the U.S.
And so in turn, are Americans feeling better about job creation?
They indeed are. And we have looked at job creation by state. And what's interesting here, Dave, is that we've had quite a few flips in where you want to be for jobs. We talked about it. Just a few years ago, we talked about Wyoming and we talked about North Dakota, these oil booming states where jobs were through the roof. They couldn't get enough employees. People were living in trailers and what have you. And residents of those states just a few years ago were overwhelmingly saying, yes, my company's hiring, not firing. Guess what? A total flip. Wyoming's now dead last in terms of its residents saying their companies are hiring rather than firing. Wyoming's not where you want to go right now in terms of jobs. North Dakota's now fallen into the bottom 10. All this is relating to the oil and gas industry. Now, it may be recovering in 2017, but throughout 2016, when we gathered these data, those states previously riding high were riding very low. What's at the top? Nevada. Utah, Michigan, formerly in the doldrums. Now Michigan's up there as the third highest state in the union in terms of people saying, hey, companies are hiring up here in Michigan, auto industry related. Georgia, South Carolina, Minnesota. These are the other states where people say, my company is hiring.
Safe to say our region is less volatile?
Yeah, right in the middle. All three states in our area have neither been at the top nor the bottom of the list since we've been doing this for over 10 years. Pennsylvania is 30th. Out of the 50 states, let me be specific with you, 41% of Pennsylvania workers said their companies are hiring, 12% said their companies are firing. Delaware, 32nd in the nation, and New Jersey is 34th. So all three states in our area about the same, but slightly below average.
Lastly, I understand there's new numbers demonstrating what we likely already know, just how polarized our country is.
Indeed, that is the case. Barack Obama is the most polarized president in our history of Gallup tracking these measures, and that's based on looking at how people who are Republicans approve or disapprove versus people who are Democrats who approve or disapprove. Partisan difference. Over Obama's entire term, 13% of Republicans said they approved the way he was doing his job. 83% of Democrats said they approved, and that difference, 70 points, is the highest we've seen for any president. Then you go back in history, and this is important. You had a lot of presidents where there was much more centrality of approval or disapproval. Jimmy Carter, 57% of Democrats approved, but 30% of Republicans approved. So that's only a 27-point difference there. JFK, 49% of Republicans approved through his term of how he was doing his job. Dwight Eisenhower, almost half of Democrats, the opposing party, approved of how he was doing his job. And even Richard Nixon, 34% of Democrats during his entire term, so they approved of how he was doing his job. And again, contrast that to Obama, where we only had 13% of Republicans throughout his 8 years who said they approved.
And of course, much too soon to tell, but given Donald Trump's initial job approval rating, he too might be very polarizing.
Oh, he's incredibly polarizing right out of the chute. 14% of Democrats approve of Donald Trump in our first reading of his job approval, about the same as Republicans who approved of Barack Obama. 90% of Republicans approve of Donald Trump. So again, we are starting out with the Trump administration in this hugely polarized environment, and I don't anticipate that's going to change.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.